USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I don't know who the Proud Boys are. I mean, you'll have to give me a definition because I really don't know who they are.
President Trump's comments regarding the extremist group, the Proud Boys. President Trump continues.
I can only say they have to stand down, let law enforcement do their work. Law enforcement will do the work more and more.
Former FBI Director James Comey has wrapped up his testimony before a Republican-led Senate committee on Wednesday. Comey again on Capitol Hill to discuss the Russia investigation. As far as how things went, Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas tells Fox News.
Well, unfortunately, it's very disappointing for a guy who was the FBI director. He claims not to know very much about what the FBI was doing at an unprecedented time when they literally were involved in the election run up to the 2016 election. You remember what he did to Hillary Clinton.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
The Commission on Presidential Debates announced on Wednesday that the night's prior face-off between President Trump and Vice President Biden showed the need for additional structure to the format to ensure a more orderly discussion. The commission saying it would announce new measures shortly, while also complimenting Chris Wallace of Fox News for his professionalism moderating the debate Tuesday night. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden on the campaign trail, taking part in a train tour of Ohio and Pennsylvania. Biden telling supporters,
"What I saw last night was all about him. He didn't speak to you or your concerns or the American people even once. Donald Trump broke his promise. He said he was running to help the forgotten American. As soon as he got elected, he forgot them. I'll never forget."
The Senate passing a short-term funding bill to avoid a partial government shutdown at midnight. The bill now heads to President Trump's desk. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
More evacuation orders have been issued as the glass fire continues to expand in California. Robert Drescher of Santa Rosa tells NBC News his house burned down once already in the Tubbs fire of 2017, and now it's being threatened again.
There was five or six homes that burnt on the corner. I was 300 feet from my house burning.
The blaze has now grown to more than 46,000 acres across Sonoma and Napa counties. The woman accused of trying to kidnap longtime 49ers and Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Joe Montana's grandchild pleaded not guilty to felony kidnapping charges on Tuesday in Los Angeles County. The Los Angeles County judge saying,
"This was an extremely violent attempt to kidnap a child. That's what's alleged here."
Solce Dalzell pleading not guilty to one charge of attempted kidnapping of a victim younger than the age of 14 and one count of first-degree burglary. Her attorney saying,
"We will do our best to ensure that Ms. Dalzell gets the help that she needs, because clearly this seems to be some type of incident that probably was onset by some type of depression or maybe drugs. Ms. Dalzell is extremely apologetic and is very well concerned for the well-being of the family."
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.